Tanner Callis got the jump springer for a Grenadier. They were going to control the ball and serve off to Luke immediately. Gets the steal, gets up the diamond maker. Just loses a handle on it. Gets a little travel call, correctly so, but boy, you like that aggressiveness. Austin Lucci comes in just, it gives you that gritty effort every time he's looking to poke and get the ball loose every chance he can. Matt Baker is guarding the point there. Sabres bring the ball up, trying to get set. Get the ball in and immediately Austin Lucci with the second steal of the game. Easy layup and fucking for the Blue Demons. They take the lead to start the game 2-0. But nice job playing, Lucci did play in the post there on getting on the number 24, Hunter Embry. He's able to poke that ball loose when they got the ball into him. Sabres come out doing a little, kind of working the ball around. An errant pass goes loose on Twin Cedars. Number 34, Oates Roby, just looking for somebody that wasn't there, gets the ball loose. Matt Baker receives the inbound pass, and he's bringing the ball up, sets the offense, brings it over here to Tanner Wynn on the left side. Tanner Wynn checks the offense, sees what's going on, dribbles back to the center, gets it back to Matt Baker at the point. He checks the set, gets it back to Tanner Wynn. Tanner Kellogg is at the high post. He comes in, checks it back out to Mason Cox, who's up top now. Sees it wide open, Tanner Wynn. Dribbles in, takes one dribble, gets the bucket up, misses, but Austin Lucci with the rebound. Gets a block by a Springer over there. Dylan Springer gets a block on it. Comes back to Sabres way, immediately pushing the ball, forcing the action. Come up, they set the ball up the top of the key now. Looking inside, looking into Springer, trying to get the post in there. He is not able to get anything done. Just Tanner Kellogg brings it out to the baseline. Austin Lucci well guarded on him. Looking to try to repost Springer inside, but Tanner Kellogg playing good defense on him. All of a sudden, we've got Eric Clark brings the ball, swings it back around the top here. Corey Morris swings it back in, finds the Springer on the high post, but then he kicks it out to Clark. Clark takes the three, misses long. Good rebound on number 24, and pulls up three-point shot. In and out of the basket, Tanner Kellogg gets it. That was Hunter Embry missing the three-point shot. TK with the rebound. Matt Baker comes up, a little pressure on him, but able to control the ball. Has it on the three-point shot on the right side. Gets popped loose, gets his dribble back. Tanner Wynn comes over to help. Up top, sets the offense. Gets to Matt Baker on the right side. He takes a look, thinks about it for a second. Mason Cox gets it, swings it over. Tanner Kellogg just inside the three-point line, but good. Another two-point for Albia. That's a 4-0 now. 4-0 lead for the Blue Demons. Everyone's kind of high energy, trying to get things going here, get their sets, get some flow going for them. Blue Demons finding the early buckets there. Twin Cedars trying to find the same. Ball being moved around there, doing a nice job. Ball moving, coming around. A nice open three-point shot again. Tanner Kellogg gets the rebound again. That was Oates Roby with the shot, but misses. Tanner Kellogg outlets to Matt Baker. But trailing him was Eric Clark, who's able to poke the ball loose, almost gets the steal, but knocks it out, and Clark doesn't, so the Blue Demons will retain possession on that deflection there. Mason Cox is set to check it in on the far side. Looks in his play, sees who's open. Tanner Wynn comes right to him, gets it. Mason Cox on the baseline, sees it wide open loose. He looks to dump, then no, takes it right up, gets it blocked by Springer. Again, we have 6'5 post player in there. Dylan Springer does a nice job. Derek Springer is not able to play tonight. But boy, the two fine little players there, they're not little, 6'5". They're Rick-sized boys and do a nice job. And a shot goes up and loose. Springer chases it down, but not able to, I'm able to get it. Comes up a little slow there. Good news is he's able to come up just when he went loose down for that loose ball, hit his shoulder a little bit. Slow, hard hit there, but tough player. He's able to come through it. Mason Cox checks the ball and gets to Matt Baker. Baker brings it up. That's the offense. Mason Cox come over to the left side, outside the three-point, well outside, gets it in the TK at the high post, dumps it down to Austin Lucci, comes up unable to go too deep, unable to get it. Immediately he's tied up on the rebound. Corey Moore ties him up underneath there, jump ball. Alternate possession, gives the ball back to, or keeps it still with the Blue Demon. Austin Lucci would have liked to have gotten that shot off, and when he received it, he was just underneath the rim, unable to get himself up and around there. It was just a hard one to try to get a shot off under. Tanner Kellogg has to check it in. Wow, that's a little soft out there. Austin Lucci was posted on him. He went to move away. Really not much of a shove or anything. Calls him for the push on Dylan Springer. Was no need for that, certainly. And then Austin Lucci really wasn't looking for that. But officials want to keep control of the game before anything would get too out of line. Sabres bringing the ball up. Again, it's Coy Moore, the junior, is the point guard for him. Brings it up, gives it to Roby right away. He sets offense, wrists back, looks back to Miller, gets it inside, nice open Springer, but Tanner Kellogg able to jump in front of that pass. Tanner Wynn gets the Matt Baker, looks for the three-point, inside the three-point line, takes a nice jump shot, rims in and out. Springer with the rebound, gets the outlet pass. Tanner Wynn on immediately. Down on the floor is Austin Lucci, ties up. Hunter Embry creates another dump ball. Again, now this time we'll go to the Sabres, the Twin Cedars, with 4:43 left in the first quarter. Blue Demons have a 4-0 lead, so still trying to get some kind of get slow and get some settled in here. Everyone's just a little high energy, trying to get everything moved around. Stavers bring the ball up. Tanner Wynn is guarding him really well. Mason Cox comes out on the swing pass to Austin Lewis to flex the pass that was intended for 34 Otis Roby. So very good ball movement. We saw that out of the girls on the Twin Cedars. Very good ball movement out of the boys as well. Really moving the ball quickly. The blue team is going to have to move fast and keep things going. Inbound comes in. Tanner Kellogg is switched up with Lewis. Ball gets into Springer. Springer gets the shot off, misses up. Mason does a great job getting the rebound. Matt Baker forces the action. Tanner Wynn gets a reverse slam, and he goes in and out. Comes up, rebound for the Twin Cedars. Otis Roby gets the rebound. Brings the ball up himself. Looks to drive in. Kicks it out. Nice three-point shot coming away, and it's good. So Twin Cedars on the board. Hunter Embry gets the three-point shot there. Good penetration and kick out for the three-pointer for the Sabres. Looking now to check in is, again, Luke and Ryan Sauer, who typically check in around that four-minute mark each quarter, and they're coming in here 4 minutes in the game, or period, excuse me. Tanner Keller gets a nice little reverse layup underneath, but unable to make that drop. Outlet pass comes in, goes a little long, unable to be brought in by Hunter Embry. Again, here comes Ryan and Luke Sauer. Would imagine they're checking in for Luce and Mason Cox. So bringing a little bit of different look here. Both of the Sarver boys do a nice job of really being strong, physical players, quick speed. Ryan has a nice jump shot, and Luke does as well, but Luke, to me, is a much better defender, really does a good job of harassing the man he's on to shut them down from getting easy scores. They really do a nice job in their respective fields. Ball come around, Matt PK gets up top, Matt Baker has a nice open look, three comes just a little short. Ryan Sarver tracks it down, hustles it down again, that speed, Luke Sarver right there with him. Again, that's the hustle, that's what they bring. They're out there hustling, trying to get those loose balls and get where they can. Coming in for Twin Cities, their first substitution. Alex Stanhope is checking in for Dylan Springer. Again, he took that little spill there down over the ball, the far side there, hit the floor. And so it's just a little shoulder hurt there, so we're giving him a little breather. Sabres bring it up, move the ball around. Gets it in, look inside there. Nothing going there. Nice block by Tanner Kellogg there. Nice little shot inside. Stanhope immediately got a shot on the post, but Tanner Kellogg was able to block it from behind. Matt Baker forcing the action. Gets a little out of control, a little tip pass there, though. Nice hands for the Sabres there, but Coy Moore was able to tip that loose, knock it out of bounds. Blue Demons will retain possession of the ball. Tanner Kelly, nope, check that. Ryan Sarver will look to inbound the pass here, look to get it to Matt or TK. Does get it to Matt in the backcourt, who now brings it up, sets up the offense. Kind of got a little 1-2-2 zone going on here, the Sabres do. Trying to put pressure on the point guard position there, but also play those wing. Tanner gets a nice high post, drives it right past the defender. That 1-2-2 opens up that block when you spread out that floor like they do. Nice job on TK to acknowledge that and go drive from that high elbow to drive that thing all the way in and get the nice two-point shot. 2:48 in the quarter here, 6-3 is the score. Sabres bring the ball in, working around. Nice ball movement, drill, drive, penetration, kicks it right back out. There's Roby. Roby gets it in there. Tanner Kello gets the rebound on a missed shot there by Roby. TK gets up to Matt Baker, immediately looks to force the action, get it brought up as quick as he can. Ball coming in, nice hands by Roby. Deflects it loose and is able to cause the turnover. Gets it to Hunter Embry, who brings it up, trying to go in for the layup, and it's hard. TK stood his ground, and that's a tough thing to do, I tell you folks, to take that charge. He had it a spot the whole way, could see that Embry was going to be bringing that thing the whole way. Tanner just stood still and didn't move at all, and that's a really hard thing to do, but a nice call and a good charge call there by the officials. TK able to stand there and take that. So nice job with 2:22 in the quarter. 6-3 is the score. Matt Baker brings it up, gets a Tanner Wynn on the left side. Looks inside for TK. Does find him at the high elbow there. TK's looking to see what he's got. Nothing going on there. Swings to Matt Baker, a top 3-point shot up and away. Just in and out, but there's Luke Sarver going in to hustle, getting that rebound, gets it out to Tanner Kellogg. Tanner takes a shot at the baseline, a little 10-footer goes up and in. So good ball movement, good work and hustle on that rebound on those guys because Blue Demons get that shot up and going. Nice job with Luke in there, and then TK able to take that little jumper. Sabres coming around, moving around, driving baseline, comes in, a little jumper misses. Tanner Kellogg, another rebound for him. Pushes the action, brings up Scott, has a good dribble himself, can bring that up, even though he plays our big guy. Kicks it out to Ryan Sarver, just on the three-point line. Good shot in and out of the rim. Good rebound by Embry for the Sabres, and able to bring it back. So again, just good, fast-paced action, really working it back and forth. Both teams looking to get up and down the court as quick as they can. Sabres get the ball, get themselves set. Now no breaks there, bringing it around. Looking to swing that around. Blue Demons playing a man defense as they typically do. Nice drive by the Sabres there. Eric Clark got a little push by Luke Sarver coming in there, but a nice drive in the wide open there area, and he was able to get around the corner a little bit. Excuse me, check that. That was on Ryan. I think they said 1-1. It was Ryan Sarver on the foul there, but good play. Good play on them. We have a short timeout. We're doing just a little 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Keep things going here for you. Again, the score is 8-3. Blue Demons have a slight lead in this first quarter. Just seen some good ball moves. Tanner Kettle already has 6 points of the 8, so he's done a good job. Leading scorer, and really does a nice job for the Blue Demons there. They do a good job of looking for him. Leading scorer for the team, Matt Baker, as well. Once they start getting that inside game going, then the outside game becomes a lot easier for Matt, getting those 3-pointers. And right now with the lineup, when Ryan Sarver is showing the ability to get his jump shot, it took one just a minute ago. A good look for him. And so we're showing the good. And Tanner Wynn, who does have a very fine shot if he was if ever be inclined to take it, but really loves to get that assist. We just love that unselfish play that he brings to the table. And Luke Sarver is just looking all around good after that. So that's the lineup for the Blue Demons. Ball checked in for the Sabres. They work around. They try to get it into Springer, who's now back into the game. Tanner Callaghan able to get the steal on it, takes the whole court, goes up with his right hand, left side, not able to get the roll. Just misses the layup on that one. Embry brings it back for the Sabres. Looks like a travel. Yes, indeed it was. He got himself a little too deep. Good defense by Tanner Wynn. Didn't cause the foul. Mason Cox now comes back in at the minute mark for Tanner Wynn. So getting a nice little rotation going on there, getting him going. Mason Cox has the ability to put that shot up from the 3-point, so really will stretch that defense out. Will allow that inside game to become even more open. Immediately they go right to Tanner Kellogg at the elbow. He pulls up on the jumper. Again, just really stretches that defense, just like I said, so gets a nice little jump shot for him. We are just under a minute. 10-3 is our score. Sabres bringing the ball up. Embry bringing it. Gets good pressure by Ryan Sarver. Locks the ball loose, gets the ball, a good entry pass to Springer, but Tanner Callaghan able to deflect that loose. Matt Baker immediately forces that, slips as he's trying to make the pass to Ryan Sarver. The boy, just a little slip. I've seen that a couple times tonight, both in the girls' game and the boys' game here now. So with 30 seconds, the Blue Demons still have the ball. It was knocked loose. It's 10-3 is our score. TK checked the inbound and gets it to, trying to get it to Luke Sarver, but boy, I tell you that, Dylan Embry is just long arms, big tall player, very fast, active hands. Doesn't allow for any easy passes. You've got to be very sharp on him when he's out there. Tanner Kelly gets it in, a little high pass. He gets deflected away, and immediately the Sabres get it, go the distance, miss the layup. Embry is falling there. Roby falls, able to get the putback. So the Sabres able to get 2 points on there with 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Baker swings it to Mason. Mason looks to TK at the elbow. TK looks to see what he's got. Now Ryan Sarver on the far side. Takes a 3-point shot, just misses. Luke Sarver hustles for the rebound. Mason Cox gets it right back to Tanner Callaghan. Just misses that. Good little action there for the Blue Demons. Back the horn and a good shot for a Roby on there to try to finish the quarter. But the Blue Demons will have a 10-5 lead after one period. We'll be back after this short timeout, bringing the rest of the Blue Demon game.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Combine and combine. Same word, two different meanings. But you can do and get both at your local Barker Implement. Combine great interest options, payment solutions, and the John Deere Barker Uptime Promise, guaranteed to reduce the risk of downtime this fall. The Uptime Promise guarantee helps you control unnecessary repair costs and gives you priority service in the event of a problem. Combine for your John Deere Combine. It's a win-win for you this harvest, and you can learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
All right, folks, welcome back. Second period just getting underway here. Albia Blue Demons taking on Twin City Sabres. They get the ball. They're working around a flurry of activity there. Nice ball movement by the Blue Demons. End up getting it to Tanner Kellogg on the low block. Puts up another 2 points. 12-5 is our score. Again, second period just underway in this game. Sabres bring it up, get it into Springer at the three-point line. He looks to drive in there, but Austin Luce pokes it loose. Comes up looking for Mason Cox. Pass is a little high, but Mason does a phenomenal job getting his hands on it. Gets it to Tanner Winter, takes a nice little layup, but contested and not able to get the shot to drop. Here comes the Sabres, bringing it back the other way. And Eric Clark brings it up, kicks it out to the baseline. Shot goes up, misses. Springer gets the rebound. Up and goes, misses the shot, the putback. Springer gets his own rebound, puts it up, and is able to make that. 12-7 is our score. Blue Demons get it in. Matt Baker gets it. brings the ball up court, sets the offense. Good transition defense by the Sabres. Swings it over to Mason Cox, who then brings it back to the middle to Tanner Wynn, who gets it down to Tanner Kellogg on the low block. Kicks it out to Matt Baker at the elbow, or brings it around, tries to get the Austin loose. Ball's locked loose, flurry activity on the ground there. Jump ball is the call. With the alternate possession now, that goes back to the Sabres' way. So, good little defensive effort there on the Sabres, and the Blue Demons just not able to get the ball in and get a good movement or a good look at it. Again, Tanner Kellogg has 10 points on the night already. Out of the 12 points, the other two belong to Austin Luce. So, kind of concentrating one-dimensionally right now, but the Blue Demon team certainly has the ability to get a number of people up on the points on the board here. Sabres bring it in, work it down, try to get it inside, get it to the low block, kick it back out to the elbow. Clark drives to the left, swings it out, gets the Springer at the top of the key, kicks it out to wide open, Coy Moore, who hits the three-point shot, 12-10. So right immediately, just as we had a decent little lead, Sabres able to bounce right back in, so bring this back to a 12-10 ball game. Work the ball inside to Tanner Kellogg, nice little post move there. Able to get a nice little soft baby hook on the post there, get the points on the board for 14-10 score. Ball coming up, Moore brings it up, gets over to Clark. Clark looks down and sees Stanhope, who's checked back in the game, gets it back to Clark. Clark pulls up, little left-hand shooter there, gets a little shot at the elbow, misses. Matt Baker picks up the rebound, fine rebounder for the point guard. Brings it down, kicks it out to wide open Mason Cox. Good-looking shot, just doesn't drop. Long rebound, comes back to Clark. He takes it in, left-hand layup, makes the bucket, 14-12. Again, the Demons, no weight on them. They're pushing it, forcing the action. Just came in, just missed the transition a little bit. I really like it this year, though. The Blue Demons have a little bit more speed in their lineup, and they're really trying to force the action every chance they can. If it's not there, try to hold up and set the offense. But they're really looking to do that more and more this year than they ever have, so really like seeing that out of them. Just not able to get the basket or a good look at it at that time, caused the turnover. Sabres bring it up. Long three-point shot taken by Otis Roby. Misses. Rebound comes up. Mason Cox gets it. He's dragging up all the way. He's looking for alley-oop to Tanner Kellogg. Good little alley-oop to PK. Puts up the bucket. Good look. That's the transition game where they're trying to develop and get going for the Blue Demons. Get Tanner Kellogg 14 points on the night. So great start out of him. Clark gets the ball over on the left side for Sabres. He looks inside. Doesn't see anything. Tries to dribble in, but Tanner Wynn immediately strips it. He's taking it all the way himself. Nice easy up and under for the bucket. Gets Tanner Wynn on the board. So good steal. Good. Way to get out and run and get that fast break for Tanner Wynn. Bringing it up now. This is Coy Moore. Brings it up. Gets the Springer. Low off balance. He's kind of an air pass there. Tried to save it, but Matt Baker's able to get the deflection there. Comes immediately up for the little 15-foot jumper and in two. So now all of a sudden I talk about how we have many guys who can get the points and get out the name in the scorebook. We've got that right now. Matt Baker gets himself on court here with 2 points. So we've got a short timeout here for the Blue Demons. Want to see what's going on here. 20-12 is our score. Blue Demons on top. We'll be right back after this short timeout as well.
Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? Mick Furniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less. You deserve the best, and you can get the best at Mick Furniture in Albion. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and Mick Furniture, a winning combination.
They came up just short in overtime, 75-72 is the score. But boy, what a performance by them to come back and put the big deficit down by as many 22 in the second half. Really made a good effort coming back, but just came up short in overtime. What a great game, though. Blue Demons now coming in the second period, 4 minutes left in the first half, have a 20-12 lead. Sabres have the ball. They get it inside to their big guy, Springer. Goes up, nice little move, a little hook shot, comes up and owner, gets a nice little two-point shot against Tanner Kellogg. Really not much KK can do there. Dylan is just a very good post player, very long and athletic, and Blue Demons immediately come back, get it out to Tanner Wynn at the top. He drives, takes it himself, and that's what I'm talking about, folks. Tanner Wynn, nice little drive and gets the layup. You know, that's
the more dimensions we can offer this team, the more harder it becomes for teams to defend us and guard us. So really like seeing that Tannenwind's a phenomenal passer, really looks to get us assists. So that's just nice to see it. Swing pass to Clark, and Mason Cox tried to get the steal. Really good effort, but just couldn't get it. Shot goes up by Clark. Long rebound. Austin Luce in there to get it, as well as being contested by Hunter Embry. Luce just knocks it loose, and so the Sabres will retain possession of their ball. Again, we're just under 4 minutes. As is typical, we get Ryan and Luke Sarver in, gives it a little breather here. Mason Cox and Austin Luce will take a breather, give themselves a little chance to catch the breath and come back in. Sabres get the ball in. Tanner Wynn well guarded. Drive goes in, and shot goes no good. No good by Roby. Matt Baker comes up with it, gets to Tanner Wynn. He's looking, pulls up, looks to get reset. Very patient, very knowledgeable what's going on. Gets to Luke Sarver at the baseline, kicks it back out to Matt Baker for a 3-point shot, and it's good. That's what Matt needed earlier. Got that 2-point shot, and now he's able to get a 3. That this kid spreads the floor so well for the Blue Demons when we can start doing things like this. Sabres come up, they're immediately good. Nice ball moving around the perimeter, 1 post inside, 4 out. Really looking to swing the ball well. Blue Demons in a man-to-man, as they typically do. Tanner Wynn guarding the ball right now on Roby. Roby swings it over to Clark. Clark sees Springer down low on the baseline. Back to Clark at top. Swings it all the way across the court to Embry. Embry goes, pulls up a 3. Good-looking shot, but just misses. Luke Sarver gets the rebound. Hits the outlet to Baker, who immediately finds Tanner Kellogg at the other end. Puts up the shot and fouls the act of shooting before you really let that ball movement. Zigzagging across the court. Getting the ball up quickly, not using your feet, but passing the ball. And that sends Tanner Kellogg to the line, which is a very good free throw shooter. Gabe Bravich set to check in for the first time tonight. Again, the Blue Demons typically go 8 deep, rotating in guys in, and they can really play multiple positions and very well coached and well played. TK missing the first one of the 2 free throws. Again, the Blue Demons have a 25-14 is our score here with 2:37 in the first half. Tanner Wynn will take a seat, get himself a little rest. TK has 14 on the night already, under 25 for the Blue Demons, so doing a great job getting himself going. The rest of the Blue Demons starting to come alive as well. TK, uncharacteristically, missed both of those. So that's not something we're typically used to seeing out of TK. So come back up, Sabres come up, 25-14 the score. 3-point shot up and away for the Sabres. Otis Roby hits the top of the backboard, so it's an out-of-bounds call. Brian Sarver will set the check in. Matt Baker looks to receive it, and indeed does. So just a little over 2 minutes, Blue Demons have the lead. Bring it down. Gabe Driver gets it on the near side here. Gets it back to center to Matt Baker. Matt looks, dribbles a little bit, sees Luke Sarver on the elbow or the high side here. Drives in, good penetration on him. And just as he went to make the pass, just a little too late on making the pass and got the little foot drag here. Got a travel call on him. So turnover for the Blue Demons. Brings it back to Sabres ball. Again, 25-14 is our score. Blue Demons on top in the second period here. Sabres bring the ball up. Get it to Embry. Embry looks, sees Clark across the way, skips it across. Clark looks inside to Springer, nothing there, but brings it down the baseline here. Roby gets it. Gets it to Clark. Clark immediately looks to try to kick it right back to Roby. Roby was on a cut, so missed play there. Ball goes out of bounds with Blue Demon ball. Ryan Sarver checks it in. Sees Gabe Gravett, gets it to him. He immediately gives it to Matt Baker. Again, even though it's not a fast break, really pushing the action. Really like seeing that they're not hesitating. Gets it to Luke Sarver on the baseline, who sees Gabe Gravett at the free throw line. Gets it over to Ryan Sarver. Takes the shot. Fouling the act of shooting by Clark for Sabres. So really good ball move. Quick passes that has the effect of getting teams out of position. I'm going to check that. They're going to say that was on the floor, not in the act of shooting. I thought it was a shooting foul, so it's not in the bonus by any means. So Albie will inbound it, though, at the baseline. So we still retain possession. Inbound play coming. Tanner Kellogg gets it in to Gabe Gravett at the top. Sees Ryan Sarver on the far side. Ryan checks the set. Brings it back to Matt. Gets it back to Gabe on this side. Finds an open Luke Sarver who takes it in. Brings a strong right hand. Not able to get it to drop. Dylan Springer came over really quick. So made Luke had to alter the shot. Sabres come down. Get a good, quick look. Shot goes in and out. TK gets the rebound, comes up, brings it up himself. Again, kind of plays our post position, but boy, he sure can bring that ball. The handle is as good as almost any guard out there. Gets it to Matt Baker, sets the offense. TK comes, sets the screen. Baker gets it down to Ryan Sarver, a little 17-foot jumper. It misses, comes out, rebound for the Sabres. Hunter Embry gets it, swings it on over. A little 2-point shot, goes in and out for Coy Moore. Matt Baker again gets the rebound, loses a little control there, kicks it loose. Ball comes back to the Sabres. Clark gets it. was able to put up 50 seconds left in the half. Detroit Twin Peters able to get the bucket there, so brings a 25, should be 16. I haven't updated the score yet. There it is. Matt Baker sets the offense, gets the gate, grab it with 38 seconds. Not in a big hurry. Get a shot off. Let's let the half expire with 25-16. Try to see if we can get a few more points on the board before half. Cape Gravard again receives the ball, gets it back to Matt at the center of the court. Matt gets it great at the near side. Cape's kind of holding on, waiting. Gets a 5-second count going, but gets it back to Matt. Again, we're at 18 seconds and a half. Kind of let the clock go. Want to get to about 10 seconds to get our playoff. Cape gets it back to Matt. Now we're at 10 seconds, so now we're going to get our playoff here. Matt takes it, pulls up for a three-point shot in the pocket. It goes, a three-point shot to finish that half. Twin Cities will have one more attempt at it, though, with the clock expiring. Good-looking shot. Good-looking shot by Roby, but in and out it goes. So at the half, the first half is in the books. It's 28-16 is the score. Blue Demons on top. Tanner Kellogg with 14 points. Matt Baker with that 3 points. Now has 8 in the game. So a very good job out of the Blue Demons. A good start. But as we saw in the first game, the second half, anything can happen. Both teams need to be focused and see what they can come up with. We certainly hope the Blue Demons will come back and do another fine performance in the second half as well. We're going to take a short timeout, get caught up with the sponsors, kind of get caught up on the stats. I've got Johnny Flattery here helping me tonight, so he'll get me up to date on what's been going on statistically. And we'll be back after a short timeout.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery has a gift that fits everyone, a gift card. Don't miss your chance to win a new bow to be drawn for at the end of the 3D League starting in January. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
When Katherine Berkman needed knee replacement surgery, she was pleased to learn she could have surgery and physical therapy locally at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
I'm happy to share my great experience. I had excellent health care from start to finish. It was wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homadon comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything's done right here at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're driving home, maybe you're driving the kids to school, or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
another fine game going here tonight. Blue Demon Country brought to you here tonight by KIIC Thunder Country. We're bringing you Blue Demon basketball tonight. 28-16. The Blue Demons are up on top of the Twin Cedars Sabres. We had a great game. The first game, the Lady D took on the Twin Cedars. Came up just short in overtime. 75-72 was the final there. But again, you just can't say enough about the effort of the Lady Bees to come back from as many as 22 points down like they did. That was just a phenomenal effort on their part. So it's a difficult loss, a disappointing loss. But boy, you sure got to be proud of the effort that they put into it. Blue Demons have come out, you know, really doing well, starting with Tanner Kellogg with 14 points on the night so far. Good first half out of him. Matt Baker got going here in the second quarter. He's got 8 points now. 2 3-pointers and a 2-point shot. Tanner Wynn, who doesn't get in the scoring books a whole lot, really did a nice job. A couple drives there, got some nice points there. Really like seeing that out of him. You know, he comes in tonight, averaging it right at 5 points a game, so it's not a huge score, but he's actually the third leading scorer on the team. Followed by then Austin Luce with 5. You know, Mason Cox came in the other night and had just an outstanding game. He's got his average up to 5 as well, but just did a great job the other night over at Park County at Osceola. Just when he came in and just got his shot going, really something you like to see, because if we can get some more dimensions to the team, the better it are. Brian Sarver will come and get his shots up. Gabe Rabbit looks to be more of a defender, a ball handler for the team, gets the ball moving around. Luke Sarver will also shoot as well, but he's really an outstanding defender, so it's a good first half. You know, we look at other stats, but I got John Flattery, my assistant here tonight, doing a great job keeping me up to date and on track here. You know, we got 15 total rebounds for the Blue Demons, same number of rebounds for Twin Cedars, so very well balanced there. We've got 8 steals, which we've seen that a lot, where the guys have really jumped the passes and really poking that ball loose. So 8 steals to 4 for Twin Cedars. The turnovers, you know, 7 as well, but the steals kind of help along with that as well. So try to minimize those turnovers. Certainly 7 is not a bad number. You certainly like 7, maybe just a little bit lower. Able to put up, that first quarter score was 10-5. You know, in the second quarter, Albia was able to put up 18 points in the second period alone versus 11 for the Twin Cedars. So it's just a pretty good ball game back and forth. A little different lineup for Twin Cedars with, again, Derek Springer, 6'5 junior, that's not able to play his own street clothes tonight. His twin brother Dylan is playing. But, boy, you get those two in the game together. It's quite a tandem to deal with. And instead, they're having to rely on not only Dylan, you know, who has 4 points right now, but Eric Clark, you know, is coming and done a nice job. Got 4 points, but then also they really want to see Corey Moore and Hunter Embry lead this team, you know. So they're really looking to get some things going there. It's an opportunity, certainly, for some of those players to really step up and do a little more for their team. But certainly hurts the team not having their main, one of their starters, you know, in there that they normally would. We get ready to go here. We've got just under 3 minutes here. The teams are coming out and get warmed up. Got a little music you can hear going in the background. People are dancing, having a good time, getting ready for a nice night. You know, it's a time of the year here where we're kind of getting close to that winter break. Blue Demons themselves have one more game this week before they take the break off. A little bit shorter break this year. We'll get them playing at Bloomfield on Thursday night. And that game will also be brought to you by KISP Thunder Country. So I'll be looking for that. Boys and girls, James Jason Summers will be back on the mic. So for those of you who are wondering where he is actually tonight at Fairfield watching the high school wrestling team. Doing a great job getting their season going. His son Christian is on the wrestling team, and so he certainly wanted me to support him. And for some odd reason, thought he could trust me to do this, but you know, we'll see what we can do. We'll do the best we can, that's for sure. But Jason will be back with us on Thursday, and I'll probably jump in and help a little bit there, but we look forward to it. You know, the Albie Bloomfield Davis County game is always highly contested. Going down there is just a tough place to play. They've got a great environment, a great feel for them. You know, really sets up well for Davis County every time they play. You know, that being said, they go out last week at Sheraton and a very good young team this year. But boy, a good team, and just put a big win up over there. So, you know, they're starting to get things figured out in their end. So it'll be a tough contest. And regardless of record, you know, both teams are always going to come playing. It's always a good rivalry. It's some of the fun things, you know, as those of us have come through and been around here a long time, you know, we look forward to that. You know, we look forward to those rivalry type games, the emotion that gets in there. It's a little bit bigger than the game itself. Both teams really step up and represent. You want to make your schools proud, your towns proud. So we'll look forward to that game. Again, we're going to check here with a minute left in the halftime period here. You know, the Twin Cedars basically running with their five guys. They bring in Alex Vanhoof and number 44 comes in the post player, kind of helps give Springer, Dylan Springer, a little breather there. So they didn't run a whole lot of other players in there other than the starters. And again, that's Eric Clark comes in at Clay Moore, Hunter Embry, Dylan Springer inside there at the post, and Otis Roby. Run kind of a four-out, one-in post type set where they're moving that ball around that perimeter as much as they can, try to find an opening. That tends to work really well against the zone defense, but Robbie Bluebeam and Coach Kevin Archer and his staff, they just don't like to run zone too very much. They really like that strong man defense, help side, doing a little shell defense out there and really doing a nice job with that typical. And then Coach Archer does a great job of coaching those kids up in that, really looking into talking about the help, looking to help them get those loose balls, poke those things loose when they can. And that's a staple of a Coach Archer team. And Coach Archer has a great staff this year. Once again, he's got an assistant coach. Head assistant coach is Chad Odefer, who does a great job on not only the varsity level, but then coaches the JV squad. At the freshman level, really nice this year. Not only is Jason Hall back, a former standout player for the Blue Demons, but also Mark Chino has jumped in on the coaching staff this year. Really helpful to have that at that freshman level. Get these kids involved. There's 16 kids on the freshman squad. Give them a lot of coaching and contact to really develop them. We are set to tip. Blue Demons get the ball here in the second half. Start alternate possession. Gets it in that. Baker immediately gets it over Tanner Wynn on the left side, the far side. Looks inside to TK. He kicks it back out to Wynn. Goes around to Mason Cox. Comes back to Matt Baker. Matt looks to drive. Dumps it off. Nice pass off. Lucy does an even better pass to TK on the block. So great unselfish play by the Blue Demons to start the second half. Gets Tanner back on the boards and two more points. Sabres come down, bring the ball down. Look to get themselves set. Again, they're pretty much running a four-man set. Get into Springer. Good pass. Got a little deflection on it. And unfortunately, in there to try to get the ball was Otis Roby, but he had just stepped out of bounds before the pass got deflected to him. So correctly whistled out of bounds, not able to catch that ball until he's got both feet in, back in bounds. Ball comes up. Mason Cox gets it, dribbles in, dumps it off again same exact play. Mason Cox dribbles to the free throw line. Pressure comes in, and he does a nice little bounce pass to Austin Luce, but me is looking to do a wraparound to Tanner Kellogg on that low block. A really good ball movement. Just got deflected. They say it was out on action, the Blue Demons, so Sabres will take the ball back. Good job on Austin Luce to deflect the pass. Gets it right to Tanner Kellogg. He brings the ball up. He looks to bring it up. Looks to pass. Had a nice looking open shot. But again, unselfish play by the Blue Demons, trying to help the teammates get their open looks. And unfortunately, it was intercepted by Clark, and he brings the ball back up. Clark swings the ball over to Roby. Roby gets it back. Looks to Moore, gets it into Springer. Springer kicks it out, back to Moore, gets it over to Clark. Clark gets the ball back to Moore. Moore takes a second, gets himself set, sees Clark, gets it down to the baseline. They swing it back around, quick passing around. Really trying to get the Blue Demons out of position if they can. Nice little up and under move. Shot goes in and out, not made. Ball deflected out by Hunter Embry. It is the Blue Demons' ball. Austin Luce will set to check the ball in. Gets it over to Mason Cox. So he brings the ball up himself. Well defended on Matt Baker, trying to prevent him from getting the ball and bringing it up. Is Hunter Embry on Matt Baker. Move the ball around. Tanner Wynn drives in, kicks it right back out to Tanner Kellogg. At the three-point line, steps up and shoots and knocks down the three. Again, that's your post player going outside and hitting the three and very comfortable in doing that. Ball comes in. Pass goes in. Tanner Kellogg reads it the whole way, intercepts it, gets the ball going. Mason Cox tries to advance the ball, and there is Eric Clark for the Sabres, intercepts it back. So the goal, half-hours against some turnovers, some very well-defended plays here by both squads. Clark takes a little baseline jump at the three-point. Luce has a good position. The ball is knocked loose by Coy Moore for the Sabres, and so the Blue Demons have to check it in. Mason Cox looks to check it in. Matt Baker well-guarded. Tanner Wynn comes in if he needs help, but not needed. Matt gets himself open, brings the ball up court, swings it to the near side to Mason Cox. Austin Luce sets the screen, does a roll, wide open jump from Mason Cox, and nails it. Little 17-foot jumper. Just what I like to see. They sagged off. They didn't want to give up that give and go to Austin Luce, and so Mason did the only thing he could, which is the right thing, take the jumper. Ball comes up. Clark gets on the far side, looks into Springer, brings it around. Clark comes back over the top to Moore. Moore dribbles, brings it back to Clark. Gets it down to Embry. Embry kicks it back out to kicks it back out top for Moore, a wide open jump, misses, rebound comes in, Springer's able to get it, comes up strong, powerful move down the middle, gets the 2 points for the Sabres. Matt Baker immediately comes up quickly, comes up and does a nice hard screen by Austin Luce, but he was just set still, wasn't anything that was physical or bad. just a good screen there trying to help Matt Baker get loose, and indeed did. Unfortunately, Hunter Embry just took the brunt of it. Just wasn't prepared for it. They didn't have any communication from his teammates, let him know it was coming, so it kind of got hit hard, and anytime you're going to Austin Lewis, he's a solid man. He's not going to get away too much there. So Embry looks to be all right. He's just getting himself gathered. Looks to be ready to go. So he's just fine. That's good. So after the missed shot there by Matt Baker on the other end, the score right now is 35-18. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Sabres will check the ball in after the injury. Officials timeout. Now bringing the ball up is Otis Roby, who swings it over to Eric Clark, drives to the baseline, kicks it back out, goes right out to, nice open jump shot, right now, open jump shot by Embry. Misses, but there is Dylan Springer right there working hard inside against Peter Kellum and able to get the putt back. Gets the 2 points for the Sabres. Matt Baker brings up, is around, kicks it right out to Tanner Kellogg, who does a up top fake, good shot fake, gets Springer to go up in the air and is able to easily drive baseline around him and goes up for the easy 2 point shot. Nice job out of Tanner Kellogg to recognize that Springer's coming and coming fast, would like to pocket if he could. Setting up on the top now is Coy Moore. Does a good job getting the team set. Swings over to the near side here to Eric Clark. Clark's looking inside for Springer, not open. Tanner Kellogg well defended on him. Swings it to the other side. So does Roby. Roby goes in, puts up the shot, gets the charge. Was able to get set, did a nice job. Roby came in just a little too hard, was able to get the feet set, blew the demons in, and were able to pull the charge. Matt Baker brings down the ball up, sets up the offense, no break there available. Gets it to the far side to Tanner Wynn. Swings it back to the middle. Comes down the back to Tanner Wynn, who's done a nice baseline cut underneath. Puts up a shot, gets knocked out. Tanner Kellogg gets the three-point line on the outlet. Puts up his second three-pointer of the night, second of the quarter. Just like that, the Blue Demons have a 37-20 lead. Coach Alan Stewart for Twin Peaks wants a timeout to reassess what's going on there for his troops. While we're at this timeout again, 39-20, we're going to take a short timeout here and hear a word from our sponsors. You're again listening to Blue Demon Basketball on KIC Thunder Country.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery has a gift that fits everyone, a gift card. Don't miss your chance to win a new bow to be drawn for at the end of the 3D League starting in January. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
They want to kind of regroup. Actually, I think that the Hopeful is playing Magic with me again. 40. No, now it just went to 39. I'm going to wait a few seconds. We'll see what they decide the final score is. Johnny, what do you got for score? I'll go with yours. You're just going to be right. Now we're back to 40. I tell you what, folks, we score and lose more points than anything here tonight. It was 37-20. I think they hadn't recorded Tanner's three-pointer, so now it's 40-20. So I think the score is right. Johnny tells me to do this right. Trap put onto the Sabres. Tanner Wynn able to steal it with Austin Loose House. Kicks it out to Matt Baker for a three-pointer, and it's good on the right side. Matt Baker again coming alive. Got 11 points. Tanner Kellogg so far with 24 points on the night. So certainly the top two scorers averaging right at their Tanner Kellogg averages right at 24, and Matt Baker right at 21. So very good scores for the Blue Demons. Getting a chance to get the shots up. Nice little pump fake for the Sabres. Number 24, Hunter Embry, did a nice job and missed the shot. Coy Moore able to get the rebound, puts it up. And I think there's a foul actually on the rebound. Coy Moore, I thought maybe was going to get called or was going to receive a foul for the shot, but instead it was a foul on the ground. A little push, a little extra action trying to get that rebound. And now here again, as is typical, right into the 4 minute mark, we've got Ryan and Luke Sarver set to check in, allowing Luce and Mason Cox a chance to catch their breath. Sabres check the ball in, get it out here on the top to Roby. Roby lets the offense get set, gets to the top of the key to Clark, who swings it to the other side to Moore. Moore dumps it down to the far side, now check in as number 42, Trent Bacchus. Hasn't been in yet tonight, so he's a new name in there. Nice little drive there by Roby. Good hard drive going to the baseline, gets up the 2-pointer on the little layup. Matt Baker comes down here, brings the ball up, looks to swing out to Tanner Wynn at the three-point line at the baseline. Nice pump fake, drives in, good move up and under. This is a shot, but there is Tanner Kellogg to base the rebound and the putback.
starts with that nice, hard dribble drive by Tanner Wynn. Even though it's a miss, you've got your teammates to help out, and that's what we're supposed to do as a team. So nice job by the Blue Demons. Good pressure there. Matt Baker almost caused a turnover there. Ball comes over to the top right side. Roby takes it. Takes a long three-point shot. In and out of the rim. Missed the rebound by that. Tanner Wynn gets it. Gets good pressure immediately by Moore. Causes a turnover. Moore brings it. Gets to Eric Clark. Clark swings it over to the near side. Embry takes a look. Sees a cutting Moore. But as he's cutting, Matt Baker's just a little too extra physical on him. A little bit of a grab on him. So good call there. Picks up the foul. Only the second team foul for the Blue Demons in the half. Again, with 2:33 in the third quarter, Blue Demons have at this point a 45-22 score. We'll see if that changes for any apparent reason. But for now, we're going to call it 45-22. Mason Cox checks back in, comes in for Tanner Wynn. Gives Tanner a little breather. Ball gets immediately dumped inside to Vegas. Misses the shot. Luke Sarver tries to get the block, but unfortunately just run his hands down a little too low. Anytime you do that, you quite often will get the call for the foul, even if you are hitting a lot of ball on there, but it was a nice effort on him. We'll send Otis Roby to the line, the sophomore, going to the line for the Twin Cedar Sabres. Score again is 45-22. Albie has a 23-point lead with 2:24 left in the third quarter. Otis Roby takes the first shot of the two shots and makes it. Nice easy shot. Gets a point on the board for him. That is his fourth point of the night. Gets the ball for the second free throw. Follows up. And it is good. Nice, easy, good-looking free throw shooter right there. Ryan Sarver checks in, checks the ball, and gets it to Mason. Mason then swings it right back to Matt Baker, who brings the ball up court, gets across half court, finds Tanner Kellett at the high post. Nothing there. Makes a bad pass. Unfortunately, Eric Clark right there on top of it to intercept that. Tanner tries to block it on the other side. Good points for Eric Clark and the Sabres. Immediately, though, a couple bad passes. There another one there, Matt. That one just got into the hands right there of Embry. Was able to get the steal. They got it in there. Roby drives that baseline. Got a nice little baseline drive there. Ryan Sarver is guarding him, trying to do his KK, but just rode him a little too hard with the hips. Gets the foul. Just a nice couple plays there out of this road. Not only the free throws a minute ago, but he also had a nice little baseline drive earlier that came up. And then this time this way, gets the 2 points and a chance for the third. The and one coming. Dylan Springer checks back in as Trenton Backus has checked out. Again, sophomore to the line, Otis Roby. Makes the free throw, good, looking for him then. Makes the score 45-29. In ball to Mason Cox, who gives it right back to Matt Baker, goes quickly down the court, pulls up for a 15-footer, just hits the back of the iron, nothing doing there. Roby just seems to be everywhere, gets the rebound. Tries to get it, oh my, what a pass. Passes a little high, actually, to Corey Moore. He did all he could do. He just got a finger on it, kicked it right back to Dylan Springer, who put up an easy bucket. So good effort on them. He gets 2 points on the board. It's just a 10th point for Dylan Springer. Ball comes in, works it around, comes back to top of Matt Baker. Roby's trying to harass him a little bit, knocked the ball loose, nothing doing. Gets to Mason Cox, Ryan Sarver, free throw line. Nice little jump shot. Boy, that's a shot he can do all day long. That 15-foot jumper does a nice job with it. Good form. Good work on him. Sabres bring the ball back up. Got Embry on the ball on the near side, dribbles it to the center. Looking for Springer in the middle, nothing there. Gets it back to Roby, who comes over the top, comes at the right elbow, pulls up, nice little jumper. That's his 11th point for Otis Roby. Good job out of him tonight with 11 points. Really doing a nice job working the ball, trying to get what he can out of it. Mason gets the ball on the near side, gets to Tanner Kellogg, who gets to Luke, drives around, tries to dump it off to Tanner Kellogg. Deflects the ball. Again, that's where you got Luke Sarver in there for. He is hustling the whole time, trying to knock that ball loose, just not able to get it totally free. Ball comes down. Eric Clark takes a jumper, almost a three-pointer. Nothing, but he follows his shot. Nice little follow, gets the rebound, and then gets a layup, I should say, and gets 2 points. So nice little flurry of activity for Clint Sanders here. Blue Demons getting a little sloppy, lackadaisical. Got to get good shots here. Good looks. Still 47-35. We're going to score. And just as I say, a little lackadaisical, Matt Baker comes out here. He's already crossed half court. Tries to do a dribble drive around the defender, puts his right foot on the half court line, gets an over and back call. So just got kind of a little bit better awareness there. No, not to try to do too much. Just stay within ourselves. Sabres now get the ball with 20 seconds left in the quarter. Get it over to Eric Clark, who's taking a look. Sees an open Roby underneath. Kicks it right back out to Moore. Moore takes a look inside. Nothing there. Looks to swing it across the far side to Eric Clark at the other arc. Clark looks then into Embry. Embry tries to get, yep, there's a good call. Tries to kick it out, but can't quite get around
Ryan Sarver, and in an effort to try to make that pass, it gets called for the travel. Mason Cox set to check the ball and gets it to Matt Baker with 3 seconds on the clock. Matt Baker comes down, pulls up, knocks in there, couldn't get a shot off, actually slipped out of his hand, might have been slightly deflected by Roby, but just kind of slipped. After 3 periods, Blue Demons are leading 47-35. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball on KIC Thunder Country, and we'll be right back after this short timeout.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Again, another good ball game here going on tonight. Second game tonight. 47-35 is our score here. The Blue Demons have a lead over Twin Cedars. Twin Cedars will start with possession of the ball, get the ball in. Get it over to Roby at top. Springer comes all the way out, helps him out, then goes back into the post, working the lane really well. Able to find him open on Tanner Kellogg. Nice little up and under move, gets it up, and does get the ball to draw. So Dylan Springer able to get a couple points on the board. That's his 12th point from the night. Tanner Wynn brings up, looks to force the action, gets a kick out to Mason Cox, who drives, and he's trying to find an open man, but didn't look maybe necessary for a shot, which I would have thought would have been there. Corey Moore gets it now for Twin Cedars, finds open man down low, and Hunter Embry, but misses the shot. PK gets it out to Mason Cox, who comes up quick with it, kicks Tanner Wynn wide open, a three-point shot on the far side, just misses on the near side of the rim, comes out. Immediately, Corey Moore has the rebound, brings it up, looks to Hunter Embry on the far side, or near side, excuse me. Dylan Springer tries to get an air pass, nothing doing. Tanner Wynn or Tanner Kellogg has it. Comes up, nothing going on there. He tries to gather himself. Really seeing a lot of hustle play here. Twin Cedars trying to cause turnovers, trying to get the loose balls. Doing a nice job trying to harass the Blue Demons. Blue Demons just need to settle down, do their sets, and get the flow of the game back in their direction. Matt Baker does just that, gets the team set up. Tanner Wynn gets the ball on the far side. Looks inside to TK, who's got a mismatch there with Otis Roby on him, and goes up and gets fouled on the ground. So does get fouled, but a nice little dumping pass there by Tanner Wynn to try to get TK on the block there. Again, TK with 26 points now on the night of the 47 for the Blue Demons. TK checks it in, gets to loose. TK pulls up for a 15-foot jumper, misses the shot there. Corey Moore gets the rebound, and Austin Luce was trying to pop a loose and inadvertently hit Corey Moore in the face, but the official correctly called a little foul there. And Austin Luce, like seeing that, a true gentleman, just goes over and lets the man know, lets Corey Moore know that he wasn't intentionally, wasn't trying to go after him like that. He was just trying to get the ball loose, and always like seeing good sportsmanship out of the gentleman there. Moore brings it up, brings it back to the middle now to Otis Roby, who dribbles a little bit, dribbles around, he's looking for some openings, nothing there, pulls it back out. Looks to see the offensive set. Eric Clark comes over on the near side, gets himself open, looking inside for Dylan Springer. He's trying to post up on Tanner Kellogg. Swings it all the way to the far side to Moore. Moore gets it back to Roby. A little bit of a loose ball going on here. They're bouncing around, but Roby does a good job getting the hands on it. Gets it to Clark. Clark dumps it to Springer, who kicks it right back to Clark at the free throw line. Misses the shot. Tanner Kellogg able to get the rebound. Tanner Kellogg's having a nice night rebound. Matt Baker brings up, forces the action a little bit. Good pressure on Twin Cedars, but is able to get the pass to Mason Cox. Matt's looking at forceful action, gets something going there, and does. Nice little drive and a block it. Gets the 2 points and the chance for and one coming up there. Really like that. You know, he wants to get a shot going. He's got the ability to get a shot in many different ways. He can receive it off the pass, pull up any sort of jumper on the court. He can dribble drive. He can drive kick out. You know, just a lot of good things that Matt Baker's been really working on. You can see that. That effort's really paying off for him. Able to get the buckets, chance to get a three-point play the old-fashioned way here. Shot goes up, and it is good. So Albion now has hit the 50 mark, 50-37 in the fourth quarter with 5:50 left in the game. Blue Demons trying to get another win here, non-conference win here if they can. pass goes in, Tanner Wynn gets a finger on it, deflects it to Mason Cox, who comes all the way up with it. Bad pass coming in there, and unfortunately comes just too low for Austin Luce to get his hands on it. Coy Moore immediately gets it, picks it up, and he brings it back the other way very fast as well. Coy Moore gets the ball back. He's a three-point shot in and out. Tanner Kellogg, good box-out position, gets the rebound. Matt Baker comes up, sees Tanner Wynn on the far side. Nice little pump fake. Drives and kicks right out the wide open Mason Cox on the near side. Misses the three-pointer. Punch loose on the rebound was Dylan Springer. Austin Luce was trying to box up and had two defenders over there, so was not able to get them both out of there, but it looks like Springer maybe just was able to punch it out. But still stays the Blue Demon ball nonetheless. Tanner Kellogg looks to check the ball in, sees Matt Baker on the near side, pumps up the three-point shot, and God, just talking about how he can create shots from different areas. He can come off very fast off that screen, came over and just caught it and released, and that's a very hard shot to make. Good job out of Matt. Coy Moore now has the ball at the top, swings it to the near side. Finds Dylan Springer in the middle. Kicks it right out to Otis Roby, who's having a fine second half here. Picks up a three-point shot of his own. Nice job with Springer getting it inside. The defense went to sag, and Roby went to go ahead and pick it up, or pick the shot up. Nice shot on him. He's got 14 points now in the game, Roby does. Ball goes into Luce. He gets a handle on it, kicks it right out to Baker. Nothing going on there. Baker gets it to Wynn. Wynn gets it back to Baker, and he sets the offense up, gets it to Mason Cox on the near side. Sees Tanner Kellogg open. Kind of nice little move going around. Can't get the shot to drop, but Austin Luce trying to fight for that loose ball and the rebound. Tanner Kellogg on the floor. Gotta love that. We've got lots of players fighting for that loose ball. Matt Baker now. Fast break coming. Matt Baker made the Sabres make a bad pass, and Mason Cox is there to intercept it. Tanner Wynn got it. Saw it off the tree. Wow, that was a quick 3-second call there on the Blue Demons. Barely got ourselves settled. I'm not sure. It's a quick call there, but we just had a bit of lane too long. Got to keep moving. Saw that lane. 3-second call for the Blue Demons. 53-40 is the score. Blue Demons on top by 13 with 4 minutes left in the game. Luke and Ryan Sarver are now coming aboard to check in. We'll check in the next dead ball. Coy Moore dribbling around front, trying to find an open man. Gets to Eric Clark on the near side. Eric, nice little drive to the baseline with that left hand and puts it up. A good shot on the hip. Ball comes up now. Matt Baker brings the ball up. Looks to drive himself, shows his own drive. Gets a shot up, but they said it was a clean block. A lot of contact there. Matt was also trying to show that he can get that shot up as well. Luke and Ryan Sutter, again, eventually coming in, checking in from Mason Cox and Austin Luce. So nice job for them. Give them a little breather. Matt Baker currently has 17 points. Tanner Kellogg at 26. Ryan Sarver has 2. Still have Tanner Wynn in there. Tanner Wynn's got 4 points. Luke Sarver yet to get on the board, but doing an outstanding job in a lot of the hustle areas that you don't often see. Ball's inbound. It gets Matt Baker up the top. Being harassed immediately. A little extra there, but being harassed immediately by Hunter Embry. Back pass there. Just nice job by Eric Clark to steal the pass that was intended for Tanner Wynn. Good little hustle play that the Sabres have really come out the second half and really have to try and get themselves back in it. Have got the score 53-44, so have got themselves back in this game with 3:30 left in the fourth quarter. We have a timeout here on the court, and we'll take a short timeout here as well. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Again, we've got a good ball game here, second half of our doubleheader. Now the Blue Demons on top, 53-44 in the fourth quarter, 3.5 minutes left. So have a slight lead, 9-point lead. I've had seen that lead climb a little bit beyond that, but the Twin Cedars have done a good job of getting themselves back in this game, really doing a lot of hustle plays, trying to get steals, turnovers, good buckets. So Blue Demons, after this timeout, we'll see if they've regrouped and figured out how they can get back things going in their momentum way. Again, still have the lead, so that's a good place to be. Tanner Kellogg gets the ball on the near side, swings it back to the middle to Luke Sarver, who immediately goes to the far side to Matt Baker. Tanner Kellogg gets the ball at the free throw line. And the official said that it called him for travel. He oftentimes gets called on a travel. I can't really see that quite honestly myself with the feet shuffle, but the officials on different crews every night are pretty consistent with it. I think he does a good job with it, but the officials think there's just a little bit too much rock. And the Sabres come down and get shot up. And Otis Roby takes a little three-point shot. The ball gets wedged between the rim and the backboard. And by rule, that's a jump ball. All are in possession, which will, this time will go to the Blue Demons. So by rule, the Blue Demons get the ball. Nobody's got a chance to make the rebound, so that's the only fair way to come up with that. Ryan Sarver checks the ball in, gets the TK. He gets it over to Matt Baker and pushes the action. Drake drives up, takes a nice little layup, just a little bit too fast, maybe came a little hard off that back rim. So certainly Matt's trying to get things going. Nice move on Otis Roby, the sophomore spin move, not able to get it up there, but there's Dylan Springer playing it up with the rebound. And I believe we have a foul. It might be on Luke Sarver. It's either Luke or Tanner. Nope, it is indeed on Luke. On the rebound, just a little extra body contact on Dylan Springer. But good spin move out of Otis Roby, and then Dylan Springer right there to try to get that rebound put back. Not able to make that, but we'll get to the two shots here after the foul on the shot. A foul is the 6-1 for the Blue Demons, so the next foul for the Blue Demons will be a one-on-one situation for the Sabres. Might have just heard that buzzer, and checking back in is Austin Luce and Mason Cox. So we do have our starters back in the game here, trying to finish up, see if we can't get this game, get a W in the win column for the Blue Demons. Springer on the second free throw, up, and it's good. So it's a 7-point ball game. 53-46 is our score here. Matt Baker receives the inbound pass. Just man-on-man pressure. Matt's able to dribble around him, no problem. Gets up the half court, sets the offense, looks for Tanner Kellogg. Really good job of the Sabres trying to force the action here. Hunter Embry's trying to create some turnovers. Just a little too physical with a little slap on Matt Baker's wrist. And so they get called for the foul. Only the fourth team foul for this half for the Sabres. So quite a few fouls away yet before we get to the 1-1. Baker gets it, sees Tanner Kellogg at the post. Kicks it right back out to Matt Baker for a three-point shot on the near side. And it's good. Matt Baker, 20 points on the night. So just one short of his average. Certainly having a good night, being patient, trying to get off good shots when he can. Eric Clark comes off the Dylan Springer screen, gets a nice little jumper on the far side, makes the score 56-48. Blue Demons bring the ball up, get the offensive set, pretty much running a two-post set now, three guards. Austin Luce comes to high post, looks to receive a pass, and kicks it over to the far side where Matt Baker floated off to. Tanner Kellogg's now come up beyond the arc, little pressure, he immediately taking it. Little contact, and then PK falls to the ground, not able to control the ball. No call made. Immediately, Coy Moore comes up with a three-point shot on the far end. Dylan Springer all alone gets the rebound, kicks it out to Eric Clark. Another three-point attempt, no good. Mason Cox had good position, but Dylan Springer was able to punch it loose. Still saves the Blue Demons ball, though. Minute 37 left in the game. Again, the Blue Demons have an 8-point lead, scores 56-48. So a lot riding on these next few possessions. Blue Demons need to control the ball, get a good look. Don't have to force the shot, but get good looks at the hoop. TK gets on the far side, swings it back to the middle to Mason Cox. Patient as he is, comes it over to Tanner Wynn this side, gets it out to Austin Luce, and very calm, the senior. He understands the situation, gets it back to Matt Baker, the ball hitter, drives in a wide open lane, takes it in there, misses the layup, but Tanner Kellogg is there to pick it up, can't get the put back, not able to come away with any points there with a good looking shot though. Sabres come down looking to get something. Wide open shot for three for the Sabres. That's Hunter Embry out there. Misses that, follows it, gets it to Dylan Springer. Dylan Springer is able to put it back. That's his 16th point of the night. So score is 56-50. Sabres are just like we saw in the first game. One team having a big lead, first half, second half. The other team really starting to make a pushback. So Sabres are making a run on their own here, 56-50. We're just doing a 30-second timeout here, so we'll stay right here with the action. Really critical that Coach Archer, I know, is talking to his players about making sure we understand the score of the situation. We want those good shots. Matt Baker took a really good wide open layup. Just unfortunately didn't drop, but we want those kinds of shots. We want to make sure they're wide open and they're good ones. So we'll see if we can't get those looks again. You got to know the defense is going to be overly aggressive. They only have, for the Sabres, that is, they only have four fouls, team fouls. It's still three more fouls before we're in a one-on-one situation. So they're going to look to probably foul spotter fairly quickly, because if I'm them, I want to get us to the line so they get the ball back in their hands. But we'll see what they do. They're certainly going to try to get their turnovers as well. Matt Baker receives the inbound pass, brings it up, brings it across half court. Nice little dribble, good pressure on the defenders. He's triple teamed out there. He's trying to find an opening, nothing going on. They They've got a foul call. We're trying to get a timeout, but they got a foul call. With 44 seconds left, had a foul call. They were triple team on him again, trying to be very aggressive with him. Matt was getting ready to call the timeout. Before the timeout, the foul was awarded. That was on 24 for the Hunter Embry for the Sabres. Again, on the fifth team foul. So we inbound it from the near side. Mason Cox gets it to Matt Baker. Brings it up. Good pressure, but he's jumping around. Looking to get that foul. The officials are looking to make sure that we don't get things out of hand. Matt Baker drives it. They get another foul called. I think that again was on Embry again. That is actually his fourth foul. So he's in trouble of getting removed from the game with five fouls. 16 fouls for both teams. So next foul by either team will bring up the 1-1 if it's not in the act of shooting. Tanner Kellogg's set to check it in. Looking for his inbound to see Mason Cox. 37 seconds on the clock. Now we got a foul on Mason Cox. Corey Moore comes up and fouls him. Gets the clock stopped for 35 seconds. Again, the Blue Demons have a 6-point lead. 56-50 is the score. Only the second foul on Corey Moore has 3 points on the night as well. Mason Cox just has the 2 points on the night. Had that early in the game and, you know, really had a great game the other night at Clark. But just having a hard time getting his looks today. But a very good free throw shooter. Puts the first one down of the 1-1. Critical free throw right there. You want to get that first one. Try to get your points. See if we can't get the second. And he's a very good free throw shooter. Has a nice stroke to him. Good motion mechanics. Second shot goes up. It just bounces off the back rim. But Austin Luce collects the rebound. Kicks it out to Mason. Goes to Tanner. He swings it over the far side to Matt with 30 seconds. Finds Austin Luce on it out. We're just moving the ball around. Trying to keep it away. Mason Cox is perfectly fine. Was getting fouled on that. The double team was coming. Not a whole lot of guys open. And so Mason just literally just hung on to it, let himself receive the foul. With 25 seconds left, he'll get a chance for another 1-1. 57-50 is our score. Again, the Blue Demons have done a good job tonight, all game long. Looking to close this thing out with 25 seconds left. First one is up, and it's good. Again, can't say enough about that first one on the 1-1. Get that first one in and give yourself a chance to get the two. And that's the first one, you never get it. And again, it's just a good shot for him. Here comes the second one for Mason. Shot is up, and he bounces around and gets the roll. So 3-for-4 on the free throw line for him. Good job. Sabres come up, pushing the action. Roby comes in immediately, takes it right to the hoop. We're, of course, not wanting to foul to get anything easy. Nice little shot by Roby. It's his 16th point for the night, so did a nice job there, the sophomore. Coach Archer calls a timeout with 18.8 seconds left, 30-second timeout. Wants to make sure his team understands what they're doing, what we're trying to do, so we know the situation. We've got our starters in. Everyone's in good shape. We have nobody in foul trouble. Really a staple of the Coach Archer team, really tries to keep his teams out of foul trouble, wants them to be eligible and available throughout the course of the game. And tonight's game, no exception, led tonight by Tanner Kellogg, who's currently with 26 points. Matt Baker with 20, so hitting right at their averages. Tanner, I believe, is 24 points, something on his average. And then Matt Baker's at 21, so they're right hitting their averages. Mason Cox is a 5-point average right on the money tonight. Coming in, he's got 5 right now. Tanner wins right at that 5-point mark, and he's got 4. So everyone's hitting their average, doing a good job of keeping the ball moving around. Matt Baker receives the inbounds with 18 seconds left. Pressure on him, trying to work and double team on him. Nice job of him. He's got a great dribble, so he's looking to receive that foul and does get the foul called. That was, I believe, Otis Roby on the call there. That's not Otis Roby. That is Hunter Embry, which is his fifth foul. The junior will foul out with 3 points tonight, doing what he needed to do for his team, trying to keep the game, the team in the game. A really good hustle play. Nice job for Hunter Embry, but a fifth foul for him, so he is out of the game for the night. 14.8 seconds left. Matt Baker shoots the front end of the 1-1. Shot goes up and in. Nothing but net. Nice stroke as well for him. 60, so he's at his average now. 60-52 is our score. 8-point lead. Feeling a little more comfortable now, Johnny. Don't mind telling you. Got that 8-point lead. It's feeling a little better. Next one, very good clean shot. 9-point lead for the Blue Demons with 14 seconds left. Sabres come down, push the action. Eric Clark for the 3-pointer on the near side. Goes up, comes out. Point more with a rebound. Puts up the 2. Gets the bucket with 5 seconds left. And Tanner Wynn, how about that? Knows to take his time with no worries about it. Let the clock continue to run. That will be our ball game tonight, folks. Blue Demons win 61-54. Very good game, very good team. The Twin Teams just a little short-handed tonight, but did a great job playing. Blue Demons came out, needed to get that win, was able to secure the win tonight. We'll have another big game Thursday night for you folks. Both the Lady Bees and the Blue Demons travel down to Bloomfield. big contest against Davis County. Conference meet, which is always a big rivalry, good game. Look forward to calling that game and having you guys jump on board. As we get going up during the basketball season, we'll let you get quite a few more games on. Jason, I know we've got some wrestling matches coming up as well. There's just a lot of good things going on with our young athletes at the Albia High School, and we want to cover that and as well as the area athletes that are around us. So we appreciate you guys that have jumped on and listened to us tonight. We look forward to having you the Thursday for the next game. Have a slight break for the Christmas break there, but we'll bring it back. Johnny's feverishly working on some stats for me. We're going to see if that scoreboard's right, because, you know, if Johnny doesn't have it, it's not right. Again, we had Tanner Kellogg with 26 points, who did a great job tonight. Matt Baker ended up with 22 on the night, so both those boys did a little bit better than average. Mason Cox with 5, Tanner Wynn with 4, Austin Luce with 2, and Austin's game was just a really good, gritty hustle game, just like we've seen with some of the other guys that have come in, so did a great job. As we finished up, we had both Dylan Springer as well as Roby doing a nice job scoring for the Twin Cedar Sabres, getting up around 15 points each, I think, 15, 16 points. So they did a good job, well-balanced team there. Again, missing tonight for them was Derek Springer, the other twin for the Springer boys, 6'5", long, lanky, really would have made a big difference for them as well, just to have pressed half guard. Both those post players kind of changed the way the style of play, I'm sure, for Twin Cedars to have to mix that up a little different. But a good team, good game.